Hold them, then I'll put them in, that'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
I've almost yelled at you a few times, I'm like, just come across as creepy.
Oh, people yell all the time, all day.
Thank you.
I swear, it's like gotta be at least 3 or 4 people every 10 minutes.
It's like you can't around anymore, I'm sure it's just like, I see focused on work.
Well, I have my headphones on a lot, so I'm sure people are saying things and I am not responding. But my sister's there and she can hear them.
Like a safety date.
And when I don't have them on, I can hear it, so yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. But is the paint, is the temperature affecting the paint at all?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Below 40 degrees it would.
Oh, so you'll be okay.
Anything above, yeah.
So the nights, we're supposed to get a freezing night, that's not gonna affect anything like?
I don't think so.
No. Like when you get up in the morning, could be a frost on the building or anything?
No, nothing, not like that, yeah. Maybe this upcoming weekend.
Jean, I think it's a good distraction from the park. I think people drive by and they're so mad, they're like, oh, look, there's a mural going on.
Yeah.
So that's, I knock doors, people comment, they're like, oh.
Oh, really?
They do, but when I knock the doors, they're like, they talk about the park, I'm like, a couple of brought up on their own.
Yeah, I've said,
did you see the mural going on? Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
That's good.
People are super, super like supportive and cute about it, so.
I think we're gonna get started and we all know each other, so let's get going. Public comment? No. All right, let's dive right into MSL reads.
Oh, gosh.
I just wanna talk about the mural first, but no.
We asked to be first on the agenda, so thank you and thank you for stepping. I'll just bring you up to speed on what we just did. The Spooktacular is this weekend. Tunnel Springs, 9 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And these are the bags for the participants. They'll put coloring books or the little candies and that they go around the track and get. So Tammy has given us those. We've stuffed more Salt Lake reads. The flyer says you voted. It's fantasy in 2026 for the NSL reads in March. But if I can just give you a little more context about that, we're the first activity of the year, NSL reads. So let's see, that's in March. So we partner with the now different separate committee, events committee, so that they can have a table there and kind of kick off the year's worth of events. So we'll keep passing that back to Tammy. But this year, there's a theme for America 250, and we just wanted to say we would love to use that opportunity to do a second event since Fantasy was chosen for March. We will do a reading challenge between that activity and the 3rd of July, the Liberty Fest. So, am I giving too much information?
No, I think that's great.
That's great. One more. Oh.
They already have a reading list for the constitutional things going on for 250 years, so there's already a reading list that's been approved and vetted, so we'll share that. And then we're debating having a booth at Liberty Fest where they could come and get a prize if they've read a certain amount of books from
between
March to July.
July.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So where'd the list of books come from?
The state.
Yeah.
From the state? Okay. And so it's just a challenge to get a prize if they read so many books between March and July. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still trying to work out the details, but we were figuring we would launch it at the March event and give people like the punch sheet or whatever that they could bring back to the Liberty Fest to get a prize, saying what books they had read.
We haven't asked any permission for this booth, this said booth at Liberty Fest, so we don't know if that's a possibility, but we'd like to do a second event to include a 250 with reading. Yeah.
Do you think that's any problem with that? Do you see? Cause
no, probably up top of the hill. What you're thinking?
Probably top of the hill by
the North Salt Lake booth, yeah, or wherever they have it.
Yeah. Would we plan that, David?
Just knowing that's probably good. I think we can make it happen.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, we did talk about having a prize be a NSL Reads like flag themed bookmark that we could put together. So it has a special NSL Reads logo on it. They get this bookmark and then something else.
Maybe come up with anything else patriotic. That's great.
It'd be cool if we could find like somebody to donate some really cool prize, and then the ones that turned it in, they would be entered into a drawing to win something.
Oh, yeah, that would encourage people to return it too, so everyone could get the bookmark for completing
and, you know,
and get a raffle ticket.
It might be either night, you know, the second or the third. The third has its own crowd, and so the second, it could be at the car show too, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
Obviously, July 3rd is closer to the A250, but okay. We'll work with you on either of those nights.
Yeah, we can make both happen.
Thank you.
Awesome.
When I was a kid, there was nothing that inspired me to read more than that Book-It program. Do you guys remember that?
For pizza?
Yep.
Yeah. So I wonder how far out of the realm of possibility it would be to have, I don't know, a Fizz gift card or something to go.
Yeah, maybe we could, I could look around going to all the local businesses and asking them for a gift card. I mean, we could do like a big gift basket, like one big raffle prize, right? But it's all local vendors.
Yeah.
I think that could
just
be something.
To advertise it, this
yeah,
going to
like
be a big prize.
Janet's, Fizz,
yeah.
You know, all the different places. I think that would be.
JJ's.
Yes,
oh gosh,
I think.
His donuts.
Nacho House.
They are amazing. Somebody sells out so fast.
Yeah, I think that would be definitely doable. We could ask for local vendors to donate something to it.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. I think that sounds awesome.
Totally easy.
Cool. Local. Local basket.
Keep it local.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we could announce that in the over Facebook or in the newsletter, the big
we'll work with Linda on that.
That's a good idea.
Do you guys need any more? Oh, the budget.
Yes, when that comes up, are we going to be discussing this budget separately?
I put it there, right there, but we can also wait until the end with the budget, or you can just tell us right now, and then we'll plug it in at the end, too.
Okay, well, who has it pulled up? I think I emailed it to you.
You just told me what you wanted. You didn't tell me what the budget was.
Oh, okay.
That you wanted to be on the agenda, unless I didn't read all the way through. That could happen, too.
Oh, I think I emailed it to Camille. Do you need me to pull it up, Camille?
Let me just see who's got it. Because it's
while they're pulling it up, basically what we want to do is our guest author is Aaron Stewart. Aaron writes middle grade novels that have a magical element to them. And they're really fun because the magical element is accessible to anyone in a family who's reading it together. So for example, her first book has a magical pencil, and anything you write with a pencil comes true. And of course, chaos ensues. And her second book, which is coming out shortly before the March event, it's a magical camera. And so she'll be really fun for the fantasy theme. She'll be fun to read together as a family. Her fee to come and do three school appearances plus the evening, we've negotiated $500. So that's part of the budget. Second part of the budget is we're proposing to encourage people who are not readers to still come and be part of the event and maybe learn that they are readers. So we'd like to hire a magician. We've done that in the past and it's been a huge hit. We're assuming that'll run somewhere between $300 and $500. We didn't want to hire anyone until we had a budget. And then the third thing is the writing contest. We need to get prizes for that. That runs to, do you have it up? Is it
270?
275.
Yep.
And then,
I can go over this part if you want.
Yeah, please, Jen.
So we generally do some activities and booths to have the kids go around, look at everything. So we'll do another free little library booth that I'll have there. Last year we did a poster for all the kids to sign that we gave to the author, which was really great, so we're going to look at doing that again. So for like stickers, we found all these great reading stickers that they can go around and collect along with notebooks so they can start writing their things about everyday objects, along with cups for like water. That was $164. Pencil prizes that have make your own magic on them, that she orders. 288 would be $90. And then we thought it would be fun this year to get a little bit out of the what we've done in the past. And so there is a local baker here in North Salt Lake. She does custom cookies, and she's willing to do them at cost. So she would charge us $115 for 300 cookies. She would do some, about 15 that are specifically like a pencil, and we would give those to the winners, and then the rest would be different colored stars and designs on them. And then we'll, Linda's great about working with us, but we'll do a bookmark that says Make Your Own Magic, which is her theme and her pencil, and then I'll have the NSL Reads logo above on top. So we're budgeting for about $1,700 for this event, and that's bringing it with the author, the magician, and then just the gift cards and additional items to just bring a little bit of extra magic.
How much did you say the cookies were again, and then the total?
$115 for 300 cookies.
And then, so the total budget for NSL Reads?
$1,700.
But just that event?
And that, right, and if we add the 3rd of July, I don't know.
Yeah, the 3rd of July would be a different one.
But I don't anticipate spending much money on the prizes.
Not if we got donations.
Yeah, if you get donations.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done a storytelling festival?
Sounds like it's just built.
When my kids were in elementary school, the district, I don't know if the district still does this, but they did a storytelling festival where they actually had children memorize a portion of a book and tell it in front of the school, and then like five were selected to move on to the next level at the district, and then they were selected to move on to whatever level was after that. But it was awesome.
That sounds
fun. It was so fun to listen to these children, and some of them were really, really good.
They've come, some, I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but some of those have come to city council and recited what they've memorized.
Oh, cool.
That's so awesome. Good.
Yeah, it's amazing, but if you opened it up to all age groups, I mean, some of those older people can really tell a story, so it might
really
be kind
cool.
of fun.
Yeah, like the
not
cowboy
this year,
poetry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that for
the Utah Storytelling Guild does that sort of, they'll like partner with you and bring,
awesome.
Yeah, you can like hire them to use their storytellers. They're called tellers. Sorry, I've learned this.
Not storytellers.
No, and storytelling is with a capital S.
Yeah, it's
like,
a big
but yeah, it is
amazing.
A big deal. They're called tellers.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so
that
cool.
Really
but they're
fun.
A good resource. If
and
we wanted
they
to
are
put
fascinating to listen to. I mean, they just suck you right in. So, anyway.
I love that. That's something great to think about for next year.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Is there anything else?
Nope.
On NSL Reads? Okay.
So we'll just put that down for...
Unless you guys have any questions, I guess.
As we start adding things.
Yeah.
What's
like
the date of that? Is that for
it's
going to
be on March 5th.
It's a Thursday, March 5th.
Of next year.
Yes, it's going to be during the Read Across America week. So we'll announce it January 1st. Entries will be due February 26th, and then we will have the event here in City Hall that Thursday.
I had a question. Is the America 250, is that geared towards children, or are you hoping
it'll
to
it'll be geared
like,
towards everyone.
For everyone.
Yeah, there's
okay,
a reading
cool.
list for youth all the way to adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We try to make sure all the NSL Read events are for everybody.
Are for everybody.
Yes.
That's great.
So it's usually a book that you can read to younger children or that middle school children could read on their own, right?
Yeah,
gotcha.
We have started doing middle grade books because that's a book that the whole family can read.
Yeah.
At first we were picking a book for adults, teens, and kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then they were reading separately. We thought it was more fun for them to read together.
Come together.
That's
I
cool.
Love that. That's wonderful.
Okay. I'll check
questions?
Into what budget's already allocated for this year, because I have actually
I'll find the email, so I've got it all itemized for you.
Great. That
thank
would be
you.
Very helpful.
You did send an email. When you said, I remember you sent an email with the budgets. I read it, yeah.
Okay.
We have it.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
I get only 10,000 emails a day.
I know.
Okay,
and her email is buried.
Feels like
you know why it is? Because her email is buried in a chain between
it
you
is.
And us, so that's why
yeah,
you're probably
it's
like,
tricky
it's
find.
She was responding to a whole chain of it, so that's why
just
you can't pull it out.
It feels like it's 10,000.
Yep,
it probably is 10,000 emails.
Bring it to the top.
Well, Camille, resend it not attached as response to her,
because
that's why it's hard to find. Just send it as your own.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Because Outlook sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, mural progress updates.
And we'll excuse Gentry and Lori.
Yes.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah.
I would love to stay, but I gotta go
hang out with my family. Thanks, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A great
thank
night.
You.
Thanks for helping. So
yes.
I will not throw those away.
Yeah. Do not throw them away. Bye, Camille.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
So this was last Thursday.
It's fantastic.
And that's today.
That's
oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Oh, Jean, that's. Are you happy with it?
Are you
like, this is just like a culmination, like a family legacy here.
Yeah, I'm excited for sure.
Beautiful.
It's just starting to get to the point where I look at it and think it's looks like, you know, piece of work.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
I think he would be really, really proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And now we need more of these.
Yes. Everybody that I come across is just so complimentary. They're so excited about it. So
yeah.
Same. It's all good things. Like
oh, good.
Yeah. We needed a feel good thing right now, I think. Yeah.
In that location specifically.
Yeah,
I've
location.
Been knocking so many doors and you know, people it's number one complaint, there's a few things is the park. But then organically people will bring up, but that mural, or then I will say, did you see the mural? And like, oh yeah, but that's great. So I think it's a nice distraction right across the street from a premature closing of the park. This is like a bright spot that there's something beautiful across the street. So.
Kind of gives a hint of how cool the park's gonna be.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it really does.
I love it.
So I wanted to talk about when we thought it would be done and when we might want to have like a I don't want to say ribbon cutting because it's not like there's a, or unveiling because it's been a work in progress, right? So,
yeah. Celebration.
So a celebration, dedication of it or something. That maybe that's a good dedication of it. When do we think?
That's definitely the topic of conversation. I think my goal is to have it done really tentatively the end of October. I don't think it'll be fully completed because I'm outlining in between every single brick.
Yeah.
Right.
That is
tedious.
Incredibly time intensive.
Oh, okay.
But I can outline above the brick and it can kind of look finished that way. And then I can go back over time and do in between the bricks. So it'll look fairly completed without doing all that detail. But I would actually officially finish it that way.
I just thought it would be nice to have it when there's no scaffolding down.
Yeah,
so
the scaffolding is getting close to coming down.
If we need to do it in the spring, I mean, we certainly can do that. I don't have, you know.
Yeah.
Can you time some sort of celebration with the Winter Fest?
That's a good idea.
So because it's right there.
We could do a dedication of it earlier that day.
Yeah.
Wonder what. Do you know what date Winterfest is?
20. Is it that weekend of Thanksgiving?
The week is the Monday after.
Monday after.
I believe.
Monday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, sorry, not that. Yes, the 20th, or no, the 1st, December 1st. It's the Monday
December
after
1st.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
December
that's
1st.
Actually my mom's birthday, so that would kind of be.
Oh,
well, that
oh
my
be
gosh,
kind of
I
exciting.
That.
I think that seals
that
the deal.
That would be cool.
Yeah, no
people can come out and have some hot cocoa.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that would be really
and
cool.
And it gets dark early, so maybe we can do some temporary spotlights.
Yeah.
On it. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
That's actually, that's kind of fun.
That's really perfect.
Good idea. Now, the event start, the Winterfest starts at 6:30, I think, and part of that is Santa and Mrs. Santa show up on a fire truck.
Oh.
I don't know, do we want that to be involved in that? No. To keep them separate, huh?
Yeah, I think we should do it a little bit earlier so that it's in maybe a little bit of light just as the sun's going down or something.
And if we need to go someplace to warm up, maybe the fire cans can be on.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are Public Works is awesome. Public Works is awesome to have all that stuff ready and going about the end of the day there. So
it is beautiful, Jean.
Yeah, really bravo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. I even showed it in my conference. I went to a planning conference and showed a picture of our all the planners.
When do we find out about Davis? Davis discovered Davis?
I expect any day now, as we keep saying. But I think we have a pretty good shot. I don't think they got that many federal applications, so I'm sure we'll get
it's a lot of time, because, I mean, I'm not doing the whole thing myself. I'm doing all the shading and outlining.
All right.
And I started with filling it, but my brother and sister
Jean,
helped
you,
a lot.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're fine.
You feel pretty confident that we could do a celebration on your mom's birthday then, December 1st?
Oh, like, could it be done by then?
But yeah,
or just a celebration then?
Dedication.
And dedicated.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Awesome.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
I think it would be so much fun.
Does this group know the title of it?
I think so.
Tell us the title.
From Dawn to Dusk, A Perspective from the Original Mind.
I love it.
Is that what's the QR code is? Is that you have hanging up there?
That's just a link to our kind of our website that we kind of put a little thing on there that says what we're doing, because a lot of people would drive by and ask, do you have a card or what's going on? So. And
all day long.
Every time I'm like, I don't have a card, so we're like, let's just put up a QR code so when people scan it, they can see that it's kind of like a, you know, we just kind of did a little write up that we kind of worked with the city to do a.
And will you say that again? Because I got From Dawn to Dusk. That's how much I got written down.
From Dawn to Dusk, A Perspective from the Original Mind. I think the sunrise that matches the. Geographic location of the where the sun actually rises and where it sunsets on the building, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That title is nice.
Okay. Head north on South Highway 89.
Can I mention what we talked about, like the doing some printing that the city could maybe do?
What was that? I can't remember.
Just if you wanted to have, I don't know, at this celebration, if you wanted to. Have a picture of it so that you could, I don't know, hand that out there or
make
eventually like a postcard
size
oh,
picture.
Yeah.
Postcard.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or have it in your coffee shop, of course, for sale when that day comes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. This
coffee
is
shop is coming.
This is Hamilton, Missouri. This is their big mural on the side of their building. Just on a postcard.
Oh, okay.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really, it should be.
So it's a picture of the mural on a postcard. It's a picture of the building on the mural.
Okay, any questions regarding the mural progress?
Just planning to have something to give people that, right, that's what that is for.
I think that's a great idea.
And, chairs set up somewhere, I'm just trying to figure out physically, but maybe
yeah.
As we get closer.
We'll work on that, I'll work
okay.
on that and see.
Awesome, okay.
Because this, it's about as wide as this table, huh, the grass.
Yeah, a little bit.
And the
yeah,
sidewalk.
Probably.
And then the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's cute. It's really cute.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, well, let's discuss Hatch Park.
Okay, so I received.
Sorry, excuse me a minute. I stole his keys.
Thanks. I received this from the architect, so I wish that was a little bit bigger. So we had a presentation from our landscape architect about a couple of the signs in the parks per se. So on the pavilion, there is this idea to have this kind of interactive sign that they take the medium, which is, yeah, and then they put little holes in it based upon the art to pixelate it. And then it has light projected behind it.
Okay.
And so this was kind of the first idea for the sign right on the pavilion. And then, excuse me, we kind of talked about some themes with our steering committee meeting with them about well, it would be nice to have something that relates to North Salt Lake, not just butterflies or something like that. So these are a couple of the ideas, and they asked me to get feedback from you guys on what you thought about these. And this next one is gives you a better kind of visualization of what it's cool. And it's really cool because they have all these little light diodes that are like around it, and then it shoots the light. I don't know how it works, but they brought us a sample of a 4x4 panel, and it was really, really cool.
So is that a fixed picture, or does it ever change?
It's a fixed picture.
It's a fixed picture.
But the colors change.
Oh, the colors change. And it's an electric sign, so there's lights behind it. It has to be powered up. Okay.
Yep. And so that's kind of the same for...
Not very bright.
Yeah.
Sorry, my practical mind's here. So I just think of electric things and maintenance and upkeep. You know that stupid digital sign in the roundabout. And I'm thinking about how hard it is to keep stuff like that. That looks like something high maintenance to me. So, like,
this is actually low maintenance
actually
because
metal.
Yeah, because there's metal. And
okay.
Then
the lights are
the picture's in there.
Yeah.
And then the
nope.
It's just the
no.
Lights
I'm not saying
that
weathering. I'm
light.
Just saying from like the electrical standpoint and stuff like that, like maintenance. Like again, the digital sign in the roundabout that hasn't worked in 5 years, and I just know it's like a pain to get to fix or whatever. So I'm just like
that. If something happens to this, it's just going to be a black wall.
That's so. I'm just, listen. I love ideas. I'm just the practical designer. Like I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking like you got to have a lot of different trades. If it was just like a fixed art installation versus something electrical. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you? Maybe you know a little bit more.
Well,
about
we asked
stuff.
The same kind of questions when we met because it's like those. It's just the LED stuff that's like super reliable. So they gave us, I don't know if they said it was warranty and stuff, but it sounded like it was pretty much
zero maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know, like this stuff, you got the Christmas lights in your house. They've come so far with this kind of stuff where you can change. Like the idea has always been like for this end of the tower, like you could change colors, like jazz games tonight, you want to change it for the 250, you know, let's change it to red, white, and blue.
Okay.
You can do all sorts of different things. So.
Okay.
So if you.
And the LEDs, like, it's come down, so it's so cheap.
Okay, is it? Okay, that's what my other question. I'm like, is it cost prohibitive? Okay.
So this is the center monument, and this is the original pictures that we had, and we had some feedback for them for what they were going to use. And so the idea is that there are four sides, and on one side it would just say North Salt Lake, and then the other three sides you could walk around it and see. And so they started... We gave them some feedback because their first image they had, like they had put a bunch of historical pictures together. So this is the Bamberger rail line that used to go up to Lagoon. And then a historic picture of this water tower and stuff. But then they had this mountain up here at the top, and they put in like Mount Olympus or something. And we were like, that's not our mountain.
Good catch.
So we're like, you know, can you revise that? And so, and they had only planned on doing just like one side of that with the picture, and you could only see like a little bit of the front of that train. And so it didn't really make sense. It wasn't very readable in our opinion. So this is what they've worked up since. And this just shows the art on one thing. So then to show you what it would look like, that's the side that would have the city's name on it. But you can kind of see it's the same principle. Cool. So the picture is there, and then the colors or the light. So it could just be all white light behind it, or it could be this color play that gets computerized. And this is a better kind of image of it, what it would look like in the nighttime. And here's another one, too. And so they just kind of asked, like, how do you feel about this particular, these pictures? Or
I think the trifecta, whatever you call it, is really beautiful.
So wait, really the thing on the left, is that the whole thing put together? And you're breaking?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so the one on the left is the three panels, or the two together, and then the right is how that was broken up.
Yes.
That's just, okay.
Yes, so you would walk around it, and you could see
the whole,
see it continuing around. And the reason why it's offset is because there's two panels that are higher than these two panels.
I saw it, okay.
And so That's why it doesn't look aligned when you sit that way, but the panels would actually be higher, so it actually would be aligned around
the... If you've been out to the new Bee Stadium...
Yeah, I went there just like 2 weeks ago.
The mountain thing that's on the outside, it's kind of like that, but lit, so it's
really... Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's art, I mean,
okay, yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, I'm looking at two big names of North Salt Lake or Hatch Park, so... What's going to say what? Are they both going to say
this,
Hatch Park?
No, this one is going to say North Salt Lake. So I don't think it will be the NSL one because the city council prefers to have the whole name spelled out. So I think that's the one that the city council would like. And then the other one will say Hatch Park.
Okay.
This one.
This is a dumb question, but I haven't lived here before. Who is Hatch Park named after?
Ray Hatch.
Ray Hatch.
I met him. I knocked his door, and he's like, "We are the Hatches." It wasn't him personally. It was his grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's lived in a house over here for like 50 some odd years. Like, bought a house for $23,000. Like, I got the whole story. He was so cool.
Did he donate it or did he sell us the property?
It wasn't him.
But
it was his father. Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I think. He told me the whole story. It was a long story, to be honest. I was in his house for 40 minutes. He was so nice. But I was like, these are the anchors of North Salt Lake. I think he donated part, but I think the city might have bought part of it, too. But we could probably, get
because
him involved in it.
Because his role at the city was mayor, wasn't it? And he was mayor.
Yes, I think he might have been. But listen, I know exactly what I was like. It would be fun to get him involved and his family.
A bio or something.
Yes, because, you know what, it's the history, my family is from, my mother-in-law is a Wood, Woods Crossing, or Woods Cross.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole story behind the name Woods Cross.
Yeah.
And so when you find out the history, then all of a sudden
that's what
people, relate to it. So, yeah.
Joan Freed is...
Or the house I live in was built by the Woods.
With the Woods? Okay, I'll tell you the story super quick. You should think it was her father or grandfather was Daniel Wood, and he had this big farm, and they wanted to run the train track through it. And he said no. Well, so Brigham Young sent him on a mission, and he left. And while he was gone, they ran the train track through his farm. And when he came, he got on the train, and the train brought him to the station, which was right on his property. And they said, when Daniel gets home, he will be cross. So they named it Woods Cross because they said when Daniel Wood got off the train, he would be cross.
Yeah.
So it was named Woods Cross because Daniel Wood got home, got off the train at a train station in the middle of his farm and was beyond angry.
Yeah.
So that's why it's called Woods Cross.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the
Woods, they were,
the
it was
woods,
a wood farm.
Yeah, but I think the Woods built the house I live in and they owned all that land.
Oh my gosh, Gene, I got to come to your house.
I'm pretty sure.
So my mother-in-law was Mary Ellen Wood.
Yeah, it's the Woods.
Okay.
That built the house.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And she's a really cool house.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to come see
it. It's an old farmhouse and there's an acre around it now, but they owned everything out to Farmington.
I need to come to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to come be in your home.
So you're related to Preston then? I mean that whole Wood family.
Well, my mother-in-law was a Wood and she married into the Smoots. So I don't know all the Woods like I know the Smoots.
Okay.
So
well, I do know a contact, Joan Freed, if she's still alive, was one of the homes that was purchased on 150 to expand the park. So and she is Joan Hatch Freed.
Okay, well let's get a bunch of the Hatches together because that's what would be really cool. Like they could tell their stories, have their family
when we do the
Hatch Park thing.
That's a good
idea. I think bringing back the history of our city, because I think people just think of North Salt Lake as a bypass. You just bypass North Salt Lake.
I love what you're saying so much. We have people who would like to tell the Bamberger story, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and you guys owning that whole house, it's not just the mural when we do that. I think we should have a history about the house.
I do, too.
Like, everything. Like, I think North Salt Lake doesn't have an identity in Davis County. We are merely a drive-through to get to Bountiful. Yeah, everything's about Bountiful. And I think the more we anchor stories and history, that we're not just a refinery town, we're not just the armpit you drive through to get somewhere else, that we have a history, we have legacy here, and we get to the people who founded it. So,
how about this history? Down the street from the railroad was the pickle factory. We could actually call our pickle course.
I think the pickle factory was where Hawk is. It was on the Hatch Park property.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting. So, yeah, let's just remember that for when we get that far down the road on the park. Let's just make it super cool.
I got it. I heard it.
Oh, big deal. Got it.
Yeah.
So, When you look at these two, do you have a preference? Do you want me to tell the...
Go back. Go forward.
I like the sunset one encompasses everything from Tunnel Springs, which is a spectacular place to see the sunset,
yeah,
to down here where you can also see the sunset. Mountains, I mean, we have lovely trails and stuff, but most of everything in North Salt Lake is flat.
Yeah. I think they're drawing from this one because we said there used to be a lot of orchards here, so I think that's what they're trying to reflect. I don't know that it's super successful because it kind of just looks like a forest.
Yeah, that looks like a forest to me. It's like orchards.
I go back to the other one too, but the reason I like the other one,
this one,
the other one, is you know, when you go to the Tetons and you go to every restaurant and there's pictures of the Tetons in every restaurant, you know, it's kind of like we don't need to show that. But on the other hand, we are the county that has the Great Salt Lake. It's our county.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's Davis County.
So it's not Salt Lake County?
It's not Box Elder.
It's Davis.
The North Arm.
I like that one.
Right.
I do like that one.
I like that one too.
I like that. It's my favorite.
It's our sunsets. It's our
and the lake.
Water.
Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
But I wonder if just Hatch Park needs to be that big. I don't know. I can't see the elevation of like what it's compared to. But, you know, we want other people to know who we are, but we, I hope, know who we are. Is that visible on the corner, this Hatch Park sign? I don't.
It'll be where, okay, so if on Center Street there's the pickleball courts and then across the parking lot, then that's where the pavilion is.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be facing south. But I don't, with the landscaping and trees and stuff that will get planted, I don't know how
visible it
would be.
So
we'll
have two murals, that's interesting. So this would be on the north side of the road and Jean's mural would be on the south side of the road?
Yeah, but it's not really a mural. It's just
it
a
kind
cool,
of is.
So much as it's
kind
a
of,
really
but
cool
it's, yeah.
artsy sign.
Yeah, it's an arty thing,
yeah.
But it's not a painted mural, I guess I should say it that way.
Again, I'd say the hierarchy of Hatch Park on that is pretty big on that street when we've got a beautiful work of art across the street. It just seems
the lettering. You're saying the lettering is
the lettering
too big.
Seems pretty overpowering, but it's probably in conjunction with everything
else. I don't think
else.
It'll be that. It's further south. It's further to the west than the mural. So it would be, I don't know that you would.
Those are just my considerations, but listening to everyone's point of view.
Further west? I'm totally misoriented now.
I know, I was thinking east.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, so help me,
so
Sherry.
If the mural's here on the corner,
yep.
And Hatch Park is like.
Across the street, yep.
Here.
Uh-huh.
So it's like down here.
Halfway. Oh.
Facing Center Street.
Okay, and now I understand where you're at. Okay.
I don't know how you write those in the minutes. Sherry held her hands.
Sherry giving us hand signals.
So maybe the purpose of the size of the name is because you'll be able to see it from the freeway?
Oh, I don't think with the sound walls you'll be able to see it from the freeway. But I think it will be visible from, like, you could see it from the pickleball courts, most likely.
Okay, let's just get down to size here. Then we don't have all the traffic coming off the freeway anymore soon. So who needs to know what part that
I
missed?
Well, I mean, I think it's part of the heritage that is Hatch Park, right?
I don't want to take the name
so
off.
I just think that's why.
The size of it,
yeah.
Is all.
We just, I'm not a design expert, so that's why this is how the landscape architects have laid that out.
Can you ask him what it would look like with just a slightly smaller font?
Because if the hero is that we have the sunsets and the lake and the mountains,
I like the size of the title in proportion to the size of the mural itself. I think it's very fitting. But I do know, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it would be interesting to see what it would look like with a smaller font.
Yeah. And I think they started this idea. First, it was really big. I don't know if I put that in there. The very first one that they had proposed. Yeah,
oh.
See, it was a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And it was, and even before this, when they did it before this, it was mostly the whole sign was Hatch Park, and then we were like, oh, and then, because it would be Hatch Park cut out, we're like, and then the sun will hit it, and it'll write Hatch Park on the sidewalk behind the
gotcha.
The shadow. of it. And so that's kind of, I think this is, that kind of shows the evolution.
Yeah.
Then they went to this with the idea with the putting some light behind there, and then they're like, well, what do we want to put back there? Butterflies or, you know, and we're like, well, maybe we should look at orchard, or we should do something else that, you know, kind of says something about Marcel Lake, not just a really, cool. It was either going to be like, they're like, we could do something abstract that kind of looks like water, we could do something that looks like butterflies, we could do some, you know, those are our first two ideas. And then the committee were like, well, maybe try a picture of like our sunset or of the mountains or something that kind of said something about North Salt Lake, especially because if you did the sunset, you could do the gradients of the orange and yellow.
Yeah.
And it could really, it would really look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they did a really cool one, the demonstration of the lights, the way it worked, because they brought a 4x4 plant panel with a picture, portion of a picture of it, and then showed how they changed the lights, the computer programs it, and the different things that they, we were all just like, that's so cool.
Awesome. Well, I do like the size of font on their newest rendering compared to what they have there.
I love how custom everything is. This and the monument you were showing.
Yeah.
It just feels really special to have it.
Cool. I just love the pavilion too. So this is what the pavilion will look like.
It's beautiful.
So some shade, some pergola.
Yeah.
And then
is that monument.
Just has a variety. There'll be like a counter in the back so that if you were
somebody's
not having something there, you can put food out there to serve.
I'd love to hear that comment. That's cool.
Sure. Like,
is this feedback you're getting?
Oh, somebody has put out there that, do you support the monument? And I'm like, well, I think the park is a great idea.
There's not a price.
Okay, and somebody's like, well, there's going to cost $1 million. I'm like, well, I haven't heard that. I haven't seen the budgets.
I think that if you were to start dissecting things, like sprinkler system, it will be over $1 million.
Oh, yeah. So. Exactly. Well, and that's why I tell people, I said, listen, your taxes aren't going up for this. The city needs it. Like, and I tell everybody I fully support the Hatch Project because I think we need this.
Yeah.
So, I think people are just concerned about everyday issues. Is this going to affect my tax, affect my bottom line? And I always say it's already done with RDA funds. You're good. So
it's art.
Yeah.
People like
is
it.
Is this the park
there are some who don't.
Rent for a family? Or how does that work?
Yeah, can you rent the pavilion?
So I don't think that decision is 100% made yet.
Okay.
We haven't in the past reserved the pavilion at Hatch Park. It was always first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been pretty good about sharing it. But other parks like Legacy Park, we do have times for reservations. So if I were doing it, if I were in charge, which I'm not, I think that at least some of the times it should be reservable because I think it would be really cool.
I thought we had it reserved. I know our groups have had it reserved. The big one, not the little one.
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, the big one's been reservable. The little one I don't think has been.
Oh. I was just under the impression that they weren't reservable in Hatch Park, but I don't know that.
Yes, going forward, we don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but I do think it would be awesome if it was because because sometimes you want to have a family reunion or something.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that
you have
a place to have picnic or
because if not, everybody's going to go rent something else that they can get and know that they're going to have it.
Yeah,
because Bountiful, you can reserve.
Yeah,
and there's
Bountiful,
one off
there's lots of places.
By North Canyon Park, there's a huge, nice pavilion there.
Mm-hmm.
You can always reserve that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and the ones in Legacy Park are reservable.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Same with Wild Groves, I think you can reserve those too. So
I don't really follow that too closely because it's not my department.
Awesome.
And everybody really had positive feedback if I report this?
Beautiful.
This is
great.
Yes.
And just a question because I didn't see it on the agenda. We're going to talk about the amphitheater at all?
I forgot that. Yeah.
Okay.
We do that.
Because my question about Bamberger, okay, I'll let you write that down for next time, but my question about Bamberger is there has been a monument, a kiosk, a Boy Scout project right there by the...
We've got that in the notes already.
Actually.
So what I'd like to bring it up is just because that will maybe somewhere be within this park too, let's say. I'm sorry, what is it going to be?
I was just going to say, when we were talking about budget, or on whatever the next, let's see, public art locations, I actually did write down amphitheater, so we could talk about it for that one now. Because now it's like in the...
Okay. And the Bamberger, is that considered art, David? What's going to go on with the Bamberger?
With, what do you mean? With the other, with the, like, the little monument thing we were talking about?
Yeah.
They haven't designed it, we just have it, they had it in the notes when we brought it up before, so I don't, there's nothing there yet for that.
I think they're going to design something, so that'll be one of our art placements.
I don't know, we just had talked about like a placard like that was there before. They haven't gotten to the details, I know it's just in the notes to have to do.
It's just one of those still to be checked off, because they're designing and making so many choices, we're... It's amazing that...
Tell about it visually, it just, yeah, it'd be nice to have something there. It's about the size of two golf bags, I don't know, something like that. Not very big, but I mean, it won't be that, but it doesn't need to be big. But it's a Boy Scout that, oh, sorry, but that's because he made that brick thing, so that will probably be part of the story. Okay.
All right, anything else on...
That was all I had.
Okay, so let's move on to the public art locations.
So I just took a stab at thinking of some locations where we might want to consider public art. So the Veterans Memorial Plaza was the first one. So that's amphitheater, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you want to bring up what you want to talk about with that? Or?
I'll save it for next time.
Okay.
It just looks like this is a few more things.
Okay, so then... like something here at Center Street and Highway 89, maybe in this plaza across the street here, the Eagle Ridge Drive roundabout.
Yes. I looked up the dragon. Yes. So it's $3,500 for a year because it's $35,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think just all about, I mean, you could, the sky's the limit on like what we could request. I mean, if we only had like 10 art installations, but every single one costs an average of, let's say, $2,000, like that's what, $20,000 a year just to have art in our city, and I think it all comes down to budget. But
right,
that website you sent me was cool. Like, or I think we all saw it. Like, those were, yeah,
really fun. And then obviously Hatch Park, Legacy Park, Foxborough Drive roundabout. I thought would be fun by all the Spectrum schools,
yeah.
And just behind Lee's there as you pull in. That might be a good location. Something in, you know, stuff in the Wetlands Park, because that would be a really good place for
sculptures
of animals or something, you know, birds. Or
yes, we got a whole place to pick right across the street. We got a whole display of art across the street.
Oh, did they show up?
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Okay,
they've got a whole lot full.
It's a temporary for
yeah.
2 weeks.
I
hadn't noticed because I hadn't driven over there.
So is it tons of bronze? Like it's a huge.
Yeah.
Are they real bronze?
Oh,
I
right.
They might
they
be,
fake
but there's some
there's kind of difference.
Yeah, I think they're probably. yeah. It's kind of funny. Like, one's like I drove past on the way, and it's like it's an alien holding a machine gun.
Oh my god!
I'm like, oh, okay. But then there's like a big deer.
Like the metal
something.
Art guy.
Yeah. Let's call it metal, not bronze.
Yeah.
Just metal art is what it is. Yeah.
Could we add, maybe this is a no-no, I don't golf, but could we add one up at the golf course? Because that's such a center of activity.
Yep.
And I also put Tunnel Springs Park too. So, but that's why I didn't show the slideshow in viewer mode, because I wanted to just add ideas as you guys came up with ours, because these are just the ones I thought of.
Okay.
So. Those are all great, and I like it because it goes all the way. By adding the golf course, you've got the easternmost point, and the wetlands, you've got the westernmost point. So I like that. So I think as we prioritize, I think you start like one or the other, and you just, you know, you go one east, one west, one east, one west. You just keep working towards, or maybe start at the center and work out. So,
and the Wetlands Park is also right next to
it's in Foxborough.
The Legacy Trail, and so maybe the sculpture could be, you know, visible from there instead of the inland, the one that's closer to the trail.
Instead of over by the neighborhoods and houses, you know.
You see it from Legacy.
If I make this box bigger, we can see that.
Sure, are you going to share this with
Suzette before tomorrow night?
I can, yeah.
Okay, I'm just giving her an update of tonight because the city council's tomorrow night. I was gonna send her all this, but if you're gonna give her this,
Yeah, I can just send her this.
Okay, send her that.
That's why I wanted to just type it all in, because we saved this as part of the record of the meeting.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
The PowerPoint is what we're talking about for the minutes.
Perfect, great.
Any other thoughts? Did anybody else think of anything else? Any other places?
So when we say, we're talking, this is for sculptures. This is not necessarily our murals.
Right, or just some sort of public art.
Okay, because like the murals, you have to have a building. Like, so we go to the parks, we're doing sculptures here. But we don't even have on here our great building right here.
Yeah, I think this is just for
like, for sculptures, okay.
Three-dimensional. And do you have somebody who's going to make those, or you have to find somebody?
Oh, there's a rental program.
Out of St. George.
You're going to do the rental program.
Yeah. Bountiful does that, and they rotate their art in their city all the time. It's super cool.
And they'll come in, and do they cement them in so nothing happens
to
them?
They bring them and install them. I'll have to ask Kate.
I think we get pedestals installed, and then they...
Not necessarily. Bountiful doesn't necessarily have pedestals. Like,
they've got streets, I guess.
Yeah, they put them on the street. Like, there's one right now in front of the tabernacle. There's one, like, of a fountain reading. It's sitting on the edge of their concrete flower beds. Yeah. So I don't think they build a pedestal. I think they just use whatever the city has.
They look at the location and decide what's
the location on Center Street, somewhere down by the refineries, to kind of give you something beautiful to look at. How are you going to write that?
Or in front of that... which auto place is it on the west side that's just such an eyesore
on the corner?
I can't remember the name of it. They have two locations, and one is by the big crosswalk across 89, and then the other is over here on the west side.
You're up here.
Oh, yeah, so here. On the Parkway Trail. So that's what I would say, like, we would say on along trail, so we'd say Legacy... And Parkway Trail.
Oh, yeah, that would be pretty. I see what you're saying.
And is there city property there, Rachel? Like, you can't put these on private property.
Yeah, they're city.
No, these are, but the location that she's talking about over it is a city
Isn't
property.
Isn't it where the sidewalk goes like this along 89? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the Parkway Trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'd also add Center Street. You know, we've got only refineries from Redwood to...
Incredible auto. That's what it is. The one on the west, their location on the west side, I think, is just like a car storage. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's such an eyesore.
But is that all private property, or is that?
That is.
I'm sure it's all private.
It probably is.
But there's right away there.
The trail leading up to
Maybe we can force them to clean
them. How often do they come and change them out?
Make it look better.
A year.
Yeah.
It's a year rental.
But I think for this, we're just brainstorming locations.
And how many
and
do you get for how much?
Oh, it's per piece. Like, we saw this per piece statue is dragging.
It's like 20,000 per piece?
No, it's 10% of the value of the of the piece. Like, that dragon that we saw that went up, it's a $35,000 sculpture. So you'd pay $3,500 to rent it for the year.
I think this is
and then
really
you
good
do have the option to buy it at the end. Bountiful has one
would
where
our big chairs
got so
be
much public attention.
Too?
It was
because in the long run, wouldn't that be better?
Yeah,
to,
like,
if you really like something
yes.
to purchase it,
so yes,
and not just every year.
Yeah, so Bountiful did purchase this dragon recently because it got so much like public attention, but they usually rotate it out.
Yeah,
lots if they rotate out.
What the three or four big ones?
So it's a Legacy Hatch Tunnel Springs.
She sent us a link to the website. You have to look at it.
Yeah,
maybe it's one of the one by Lisa's house. What's that one called?
I mean, in our art gallery, we have a big one of a golfer. And like, and to put that, like, you know, if you did a golfer up at the
golf
course, you know, you may not want to change that out.
So you need to ask the artist.
Yeah.
Like, that would be super cool to bring to the Arts Council and the City Council and say, like, that would be a cool permanent thing to put up there. Is he willing to rent it for 10% of the price of the thing? Or because that's the way it started. We don't have the money, like,
To buy
right now,
yeah.
but if he wanted to rent it, like put it up there, I think it's great advertising for an artist. Like,
put it up there too.
And put your name out there. Like, maybe somebody would buy it at the end.
Yeah.
So ask the artist.
Yeah.
That'd be super cool.
See if I have a picture of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Okay. Well, is there any other locations anybody can think of, or should we move on to the committee goals?
Committee goals.
Okay.
These are the same as what we went over last time, but I did send you all the link, or at least the these goals, right? The spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody have anything else that you wanted to add to it?
Just maybe a storytelling
yeah.
festival and programs.
And did they decide that the photo contest is part of the arts?
It is, yep.
Okay. We didn't get very much, very many entries this time.
Yeah, not very many that actually
that.
Pertain to the theme. You guys all got the
not
email.
Not very many
from
that
Linda.
Pertain to the
yeah.
theme, yeah.
yeah.
That was tough. That was tough.
It seems like that changed midway, is that right?
Yeah, because we had just barely gotten the notification that they wanted us to do these America 250 stuff and incorporate that.
So
and then
some people say they had a picture ready, but then it slipped, zagged.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
That's too bad.
But I still think regardless, I don't think necessarily when you judge it, don't necessarily judge it based on the theme.
Yeah.
Just pick the one that you
gotcha.
Like.
That's
yeah.
how I feel about the Rose Parade every year. They have this theme, and sometimes you float, like there's beautiful floats that I don't think relate
yeah.
to the theme.
There it is right there, but you can't really see it too close, but it, you see it's really big. It's like a full, and it's a beautiful
so
bronze,
year,
a real bronze.
As we get
that,
we'll incorporate
yeah,
that
it's really
into
that.
Our
really
talk
awesome.
About that.
Okay. We talked to the artist.
Yeah, let's find out.
When does the theme change?
I think that'll
cool.
be up to this committee to decide.
Okay.
Full dude.
Here's the here's the bro.
Oh yeah,
and I know exactly. You put it out as you walk
it.
Out to that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
putting
I think
green right there, a warm up
the
spot.
Theme.
I've seen that stance many times.
Yeah,
like universal.
Dallas. I think what I would like to do
yeah,
is invite.
Yeah,
Dallas.
You've seen it in the gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is the golf.
Oh, I love
statue.
That.
It's
yeah.
So wouldn't it be cool
gallery.
To walk out like
it's
in the clubhouse, like right where they all like kind of warm up right there, the golf carts all park up. That
oh, no, sorry. I got it.
Oh.
Sorry, I need to see your face.
Did you get to see it, Mel?
Not yet. Okay, I think I'll see it from Tori's hands.
Yeah.
I would think that we would want to invite Dallas at the beginning of this year to come and meet with us, because he's been the one that spearheaded the photo contest.
So
and
people could be thinking about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think we
talk
would
about
more
the theme and stuff.
Though.
And really get the theme solidified so we could, you know, maybe have a flyer there at the Liberty Fest booth and say, hey, the North Salt Lake Photo Contest is coming up this fall. This is the theme. Then people can be working on that theme and taking
mm-hmm.
pictures. So I think that's, we should.
Sometime over
soon.
The next quarter, start
yeah.
thinking about the
yeah.
theme.
That's
what
theme
idea.
We might like to have
okay.
for that year. Because, I mean, as far as this theme through July 4th, is they're trying to incorporate the America 250 theme into as many
yeah.
events and projects that we have. So.
Great. All right, anything to add to this list?
No.
All right.
That's good.
All right, move on to item number 8, which is preparation for annual report and budget to the City Council.
So previously I had told you that we were gonna be on the agenda on the 5th, but I've moved it to the 18th, so we will still have one more meeting, but it'll be the day before that meeting for the City Council. But this is my first stab at what some of these things might cost or that we might want to ask for. But I wasn't sure how much we wanted to ask for sculptures or
gotcha.
Utility
nice,
box
but I
arts.
Can hardly see that. It's probably my old eyes.
I can see it with one of my eyes and the other.
My
eyes.
And I think
so. How many? Can you go back to the list of locations, possible art locations? Should we just maybe choose, I don't know, 5 or 6 of these and put that in the budget with the, I don't know, rental?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know which is the cart before the horse, because let's say we set a budget. Let's say we get $10,000 to $15,000 for art. I don't want to say we're putting a statue here. I think it'd be more important to go down and see what's available.
Yeah.
Like
to know where it's going
like
to go.
Like if we went in and saw this golf room, like.
Yeah. Because some of
great, but we said we're going to put it in the wetlands. Well,
yeah,
I'm
that
not
doesn't
putting
make
the golf
sense.
The wetlands.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I think it's harder
yeah, see
to pick
what there's
the
available.
Art.
Then maybe just a number.
Yes.
A number rather than locations and
yeah.
number of statues that we'll want to, sculptures and, that we'll want to
rent. I mean, I'm not saying this, I'm not advocating or saying that I'm telling you to how much the budget should be, because I have no real clue on that. But, I mean, we have to ask for something, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
right.
So we could ask for $20,000 a year to be allocated to either the purchase or rental of art. So if we found something that we really liked that we wanted to keep, maybe that was $10,000, and then we did $2,000 sculptures that would get rotated
like
in.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hem yourself into that. But,
I agree, and here's
but
the
whatever
thing.
Number you guys think we should ask for, at the very least, is where we should start, right?
I think we should ask for it, and then I think we'll be, like, they come and install it, from what I understand, but what if the city has to do something to prep for it,
yeah.
and then that's got to be included in our budget? It's like, oh, it's going to cost us a few $1,000s to go prep that site, or whatever. So I ask high, like shoot for the sky and see what we get. And then I think we work within the, this is for city government, it's interesting, I've watched the meetings I've been going to. From interior design standpoint, the first thing I always ask a client when I go to work with somebody is, what's the budget?
Yeah.
And then all my ideas and everything I do comes out of, what's my budget? When you work with the city thing, it's for me, it seems so backwards. Because I never hear them talk about money in city council. We never talk about money. And it's just like, let's shoot for the stars. I'm like, well, I'm going
to
get $100,000 this year.
You have to come to the budget.
The budget meeting, which maybe I'll have to soon. And that'll be a different experience. Because so I think we ask for, let's just ask for $20,000. I'm like, listen, they can tell us no. I don't know.
Do more, but
or ask for 25, maybe you'll get 20.
There you go. There you go.
I do have one thing to propose to add to an annual something to consider for our budget, and that is a grant program. So if we have artists around North Salt Lake that need money to help get a location for their art, so Lehigh does a cultural organization grant. And somebody told me about a grant that they received from the city so they could pursue their art. And so I wondered if we wanted to consider a grant.
Let's do a little bit of
research on
research,
that.
Yeah.
I can send
Lehigh
you
Lehigh Cultural, what did you say?
A cultural organization grants. It's part of their parks, arts, recs, and culture.
So they're giving an individual money to...
Let's see.
Work on their
the
art.
Grants include the ongoing operations of cultural organizations and cultural facilities. The city expects to receive approximately this amount of money, tax revenues each year. Let's see. Approximately.
Tax revenues. So you're talking about something that spins off an income. So that's why you'd give them a grant.
Yes.
Okay.
Approximately $400,000 will go towards cultural organization grants. Let me do a little more research.
Okay.
But she gave these to me.
Okay.
It has a significant presence in Lehigh City. The organization's primary purpose is to advance and preserve natural history, art, music, theater, dance, cultural arts, including literature.
So would that violinist have qualified for something like
that?
Well,
I was going to say, but so you're talking about the city gives somebody a grant, but it sounds like they're giving them a grant because it's making the city money.
Yeah.
And no, that artist wouldn't, because
okay. She
comes back to, like, making us put on a...
That's right.
Remember, she wanted the sets.
I'll send this out with the North Salt Lake Reads budget. Sorry, I didn't have it.
That's okay.
Exactly figured out.
But so I put $10,000 in murals. Do you want to plug in $20,000 for sculptures?
Yep.
Yes, do please.
Oh, that number 20. Yes, okay.
So they've been giving us $10,000 the last year, and then for this year.
Okay.
In tree planting, it is a program. So last year we ordered 24 trees and we sold them to residents to plant trees either in the park strip or their front yard.
Yeah.
And they had just had to pay for half the tree and the city paid for the other half the tree.
I haven't heard back. I applied to that. I did.
You did?
Uh-huh. I did.
Because you just had to call and talk to Caden, so...
I totally, I'll follow up with Caden if it's too late. But
yeah, because it was planted back in May.
Yeah.
Okay,
so. Come in. But we're going to do it again this year. And so this year we're going to aim. We ordered 24 trees, 19 of them were bought. And we then end up ended up having to plant the other five trees in on city properties.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I would love to hear back on that. If we did that, I want to know how many of those trees are still alive a year later.
Well, I know that one died. They called us, and the homeowner called us and said, hey, we did everything that they said, and the tree died, and Super Trees came out and looked at it, and they said, yeah, we're going to replace that one. And so they're replacing that one for the homeowner.
That's great. So if you're telling me it's 100% success rate, that's awesome.
Yeah. As a, from May, when they were planted, till now, they're still alive. So
that's great.
I know this is kind of a really dumb question, but I'm new to North Salt Lake. But where does somebody go to find all these events that we're talking about, the dates? I mean, do you have to have an Instagram account? Do you have to have, like, where do they go to find out, oh, I can, we have this and those little bags that you're doing.
My parents ask the same question every year, 6 years, where do where do we find this out?
Right, because we're talking about stuff and I was like, oh, okay, I haven't heard about that.
A newsletter that comes, like, with your water bill.
There's a lot
in the bill.
It's like the best newsletter.
Okay, so it's in the bill.
Then if you see that around town, you see the signs that say the different event signs that we change quarterly for the dates that are upcoming. So they're on our website.
So on the website would be a
good
place to go.
But the newsletter's a good one, too.
We push it out on our social media, so we push it out on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
And then put it in the newsletter.
Okay.
You can, like, sign
How
up
often?
For updates, like text updates.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see where it is.
How often would you expect to see the one in your utility bill? Because I think that's just
once a
year.
Month.
I mean,
I get something
it's
once
not,
a month.
I don't think
what
it's
is
once
that
a month.
One?
Oh,
what
no.
There's
that,
a, there's that one nice color one that's a...
That they mail.
Yeah.
They mail out.
So when does it, how often does that go, Sherry?
Once a year, I think. They're doing
that's just once a year.
That's only once a year.
But the other ones, I think it's all emailed to you. So you sign up for the newsletter.
No, I get something in the mail probably once a quarter. It's a colored thing that I open up. It's a, it's a four-page. Yeah, it's a four-page, like, front and back. I get it probably at least once a quarter. I read that thing front to back. Yeah.
But it's not the newsletter?
It is the newsletter. It's usually got Brian or the mayor's picture there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
has
good.
It
I just
the
logo. I guess I don't.
So I could tell people where to, you know,
know
like where to go.
Because it's pretty spending to send out. So they cut it back. It might be three or four times. I don't.
Yeah,
remember.
Four times a year maybe. I have to say that is the one thing. Because I hate getting online to check for everything.
Yeah.
I want it spoon fed to me.
Yeah, that you can
that,
see.
I will always give feedback to the city. That thing, I read front to
too.
Back.
I really do.
I don't get on the website.
I don't either. But that thing, I read front to back.
But definitely for the newsletter, you can sign up for the monthly newsletter and have it emailed to you.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And that's cheaper, but it's not as nice as
city events.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying.
I will weigh in. I will vote.
Okay.
Halloween fun. Let's see what that does.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else we want to add?
Well, wait. So on utility boxes, it says 750.
Yeah.
So how many utility boxes do we have in the park?
I don't. I bet right now we have at least three or four.
Oh, really?
But I was talking about other utility boxes too, like
kind
of boxes like at the street lights and like it and. Everything that I read said that the wraps will last about 5 to 7 years.
So, you don't find
so if we tried to do,
well, put in 750 for at least starting one.
It seems like we should have a bit of a timeline out here. When do we want to do some murals? When do we want to do wraps? So it's just not.
Yeah, you'll get it text.
The calendar will be like. Well, I'm just collecting the whole big laundry list.
We're trying to see how much money we get.
So do we want to just choose a number of boxes to do then? Do you want to just start with one?
Let's just start with one. Just put 750.
Two a year or three a year or four a year.
When you add this all up, I'll be
curious. I'd ask for four a year. That's what I'd ask for. I'd ask for $3,000 so you could do 4 a year.
Do it.
Okay.
No. 4 years.
Just, I mean,
just put it on.
All they can do is come back and say, yeah, no, we're going to, you can do one a year or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think four is a good place to start.
That sounds like
yes. And it wouldn't be, I mean, once you got them going, then.
Yeah. And then obviously you'll get her the NSL Reads budget, and that fills everything up, so.
Okay. Ours is in there, yeah.
So what's the grant program?
Oh, yours
you'll
is in
get
there.
Back to us on that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's everything.
I guess you put the two together. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hadn't put anything for photos because I need to talk to Dallas.
All online.
And
yeah.
See what.
Prizes, yeah, I guess
whatever he,
and the mounting of the pictures.
Linda probably knows
yeah.
exactly what that what that is usually every year. And I mean, I don't know how much they've approved.
That's like 80 or $90,000 there we're asking for. So what have we had? We've had nothing before.
Well, I mean, so there's what? Other, there's.
I wondered if you were adding it there.
Some of the things too, like,
no, I was.
May get paid for out of like RD out of the RDA
right,
budget,
right?
Right. Or if they said, look, we're only gonna allocate X number of dollars for sculptures this year, then we could go out and look for donations, right? Like
yeah.
If we know we want to do $20,000 in sculptures, but they said, look, each year we're only going to give you 10. But if we got local businesses to pitch in for that, and maybe they would even pitch in for a location of it, right?
Yeah.
Then, and share, you know, I'm just saying that there's other ways, but we have to ask first to see what the city council
yeah.
prioritizes
yeah.
in their budget.
Like, and that
then,
entry monuments budget, $15,000 each, which entry monuments are you talking about?
The one
the
coming off
the
freeway.
So we're talking like all, so
yeah,
I would
like
see
that.
One, two, three, at least four,
so, yeah,
if not
so
six.
The one on the parkway, the one here,
yeah.
and then something over.
Each on each end of highway
yeah.
or whatever,
could,
Redwood
it,
Road.
And it could even be something like where the new interchange goes when the new interchange gets built. Like, but we have to think about what, like, I'm just, these are just, that's just
yeah.
an estimate of what I think it would cost. I don't know exactly. But it depends on what the city council wants to.
I think your guess was pretty close. That's about what I came up with too. And it seems
yeah.
like an awful lot for 1 year for this.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that they're going to give us everything.
Yeah. But should we show that we can prioritize and just ask for?
Like if we could chop. Like let's decide at the next meeting what our top three things
okay.
that we would
and
really
and
like.
We could show them the extras that we didn't choose that are in the future. Like
yeah.
in 2027, we'd like to ask for this.
Because you know what is. You know what the answer is if you don't ask, right?
Yeah.
It's
but
no.
I also think like we're overlapping things here because the entry monuments are not
yeah.
just our priority. I know that like
right.
Suzette Jackson,
yeah.
that's a
good
huge
point.
Part.
Yeah.
So I think
exactly.
we put things in here that are not just ours. We're kind of overlapping on the city council's
sure.
priorities. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Like the tree planting, that's not our initiative.
Oh.
That's not our thing. Like that's. So we're putting stuff in our budget and taking ownership
and,
of stuff that's already there.
And some of these are one-time budget things, okay? So
yeah.
they wouldn't be. So this, the small chair and table, that's I got that from Ruben.
Yeah.
And it'd be about $4,000. And then there was some ongoing maintenance that would need to happen.
And the art maintenance, annual
yeah,
art maintenance.
But I put it, yeah.
In the middle.
Up in the
middle.
In the middle
dot,
yeah.
right there.
Right there. Right, like, and that was, that's more than what he's putting for the maintenance of that. But I figured we'll probably have other art that needs to be maintained, so we probably should be thinking about art maintenance
well,
in general.
And the big chair is not going to get finished next
right.
year. Like,
and the big chair is not in next year's budget, right? And the
well, none of the chairs are. The parks aren't going to be finished next year.
And the little free
library is probably not.
Yeah.
And that's
when's it started?
The trees, right, from
yeah.
the little free library.
Ooh, they're
part.
Still working.
Yeah.
So these ones
oh.
would really just be one-time allocations
okay.
kind of thing. So really, this is the annual stuff from here.
Okay, big chairs up there in the middle.
Yeah.
Because we're going to do more than one big
but
chair.
But that might not be this year.
Okay.
Oh, the big chair. Well, big chairs, if we're going to do them in
yeah.
multiple
parks.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Maybe that's not really annual. Maybe that's a down here like the entry monuments are because
yeah.
we want to do them in, let's say we wanted to do them in three parks.
So then we're down to more like 50.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's
so,
so much more reasonable.
But that's why we need to have I needed to have this dialogue with you guys so I knew directions of what to pull together.
That's great.
Okay, makes sense.
But also what, like Tori says, if we ask for 50, we might get 25.
Right.
You ask for 90, you'll get 50.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, if you have sort of 20, you get 15 maybe.
Yeah.
But that's like that's but then we can go, okay, well let's see what we can do to raise money from the philanthropic community.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
mm-hmm.
and where can we find partners? Maybe we can find grants.
I say grants like
that,
and BDAC
the money
is all
that
grants.
They give us is a match for grants, right? Like
yeah.
so always think outside the budget too. Because
yeah.
we're really good as staff of finding money from grants. At least Allie
yeah.
is. She works in my department. So
awesome.
yeah. So that just okay. So
okay.
I will draft this up more formalized. I'll get some more concrete numbers on some of these things because I have the planning intern working on a couple of those. I know I have Ally's working on these entry monuments because we have the plans from our streets and wayfinding plan. We actually have the design for the entry monuments. They're really cool for the town center and stuff. So I said, get a hold of a sign company and find out how much this is going to cost for these signs, because city council wants to know that anyway. So so she's working on that, but I haven't heard back from her on that yet. So, and then we can finalize the list at our next meeting that we want to present.
You said that's the 17th?
Yes. Well, no, that our meeting is the 17th. Their meeting, city council meeting, will be the 18th.
We'll meet the 6:30 to 7. Okay.
When's our next meeting?
November 17th.
Is there anything further on this, the budget proposal? If not, does anybody want to approve the meeting minutes from September 10th?
I'll approve them. I read them. Might be good.
That's a motion. There.
That's a motion, yes.
Do we have a second? Okay. Yeah. Do we need to have a vote on that?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, unanimous.
Nicely done.
And then will you sign that?
Yes. I was going to put that as a reminder on my phone because she actually had to come to my house last time.
Well, because I forgot last time.
Well, so are you then going to go back to the annual report and budget to city council? Was that
that's
November 17th?
No, what? November 18th.
Okay, that's a Tuesday.
Yes, so that and then our next meeting is on the 17th.
Did
and
you
then
want
our
us there on the 18th? I have graduation that night, so I can't come.
Oh,
that's
well, just,
that's the night of
whoever
the budget.
Could come, I suppose.
Okay, the budget for city council.
We should
come
at least
on the 18th.
Yeah, we should at least have at least one or two of you there. That would be fantastic.
And that starts
Rachel,
at
you'll
7?
Be singing in the recital on the 18th.
Okay,
I won't be there.
I can't.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, you won't be there. The 17th, yes, you can.
I'll
be there.
I'll put it on my schedule.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think I should be there.
You'll be great.
You
I
can
won't be there tomorrow,
your song
sure,
on
though.
The 17th
You're not
going
to
be there
tomorrow. No, I have to
yes,
travel to
yes,
work
please.
Tomorrow. It's a Friday.
I
so.
Would love that.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
So if you stand up, you'll be day. Giving the reasoning for all of
wait,
this.
Wait, can you not come?
I cannot.
Well, I'll make the presentation.
You know, and
but
I may not be able
you'll
to.
Make
guys, yeah, and then you guys, but then I think you guys should stand up and say some things about the art committee and
how it's been going.
Yeah,
I
how
am
it's
sorry
going.
That I can't be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
that, how do you take care of all that?
Yeah, you would do great.
Okay. Last time I showed up at one of those, I got $2,500, right? For
did
the,
you?
For the BDAC.
Yes.
Oh, right? Did I get
that's
it?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
They, we were there getting $500, and when I got maybe we got $2,500 to the BDAC. So.
Well, if there's nothing else, do we have a motion to adjourn?
That's adjourned.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Jean?